You're listening to the 265th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. And we spent a few years together studying the Psukim from Reb Zundel. And last week we finished the last of the Psukim. And I'd like to turn now to a Sefer which we studied a few years ago called Bitach Bashem. It's a beautiful Sefer. Got it from the author himself. It's a Likut, a collection of many different sources in Chazal. Sources in our sages for the concept of bitachon, of trusting in Hashem. Every different shita we've spoken about. We've spoken about bitachon with ishtadlus, bitachon without ishtadlus, trusting in Hashem, putting in efforts ourselves. And now, what I'd like to do is, at the very beginning of the book, there's a hakdama, there's an introduction, and then there's also a summation of the different shitas, the different opinions about bitachon. The different approaches and the different ways of trusting in Hashem. So I'd like to actually go through this carefully with you, study this together. We've been studying for a long time. We started up this podcast again in 2019, and we are still going here in 2026. But I'd like to, you know, it's good to come out sometimes with clarity. And this sefer gives us some clarity, and I'd like to share with you what he says like this. Here's the Hakdama, this is the introduction. Yisrael b'tach b'Hashem, Ezram u'maginahu. The Pasuk says, and we say it in Hallel, the people of Israel will trust in Hashem. He is their helper, He is their protector. So we have first the people of Israel. Then we have Beis Aaron, b'tchu b'Hashem. Ezraum Maginam, the house of Aaron, which is the Kohanim, the priests, they will trust in Hashem. Hashem is their protector. Hashem is their helper. Yirei Hashem, Bitchu Hashem, Ezraum Maginam Hu. Those who fear God, they will trust in Hashem, or it's a command, trust in Hashem. He is their helper and their protector. So we have three psukim. David HaMelech, King David, gives us three psukim. Describing what sounds like the same thing. He says the author of Bitach Bashem. These sukkim don't seem to be understood. We're talking first about the people of Israel. Are the priests not included in the people of Israel? The Kohanim? Are those who fear God, the Yirei Hashem, are they not included in Israel? Why do we need to specify each of these different details within the more general populace? Just say, the people of Israel will trust in Hashem. And we would know that both the Kohanim and those who fear Hashem need to trust in Hashem. Why does it say by each of them, trust in Hashem, He is their protector, He is their helper? Just say, the people of Israel, the house of Aaron, the Kohanim, those who fear Hashem, let them all trust in Hashem. God is their helper and protector. Why does it need to separate, give three different psukim to teach us the same thing about each and every one of them? Why, when it comes to the people of Israel, does it say it in a singular language? You, singular, trust in Hashem, O people of Israel. And when it comes to the house of Aaron and those who fear Hashem, it says it in a plural language. It says, you, plural, trust in Hashem. We also need to understand what is the concept that Hashem is their protector, their helper, and their shield. So he says like this, King David, the author of the Tehillim of Psalms, is turning to the people of Israel and requesting of them as follows. B'tach b'Hashem, you, singular, trust in God. K'mesh b'tachem b'Hashem, ein mala k'maisa. There is nothing greater than this. Trusting in Hashem is the highest thing that there is. It's the highest goal in Yiddishkeit. Yamida Yaiser Gdaila. It's the greatest attribute. Sheral Yodam Agim Lishlemus Bavedas Hashem. This is how you reach completion or perfection or greatness in service of Hashem. Yemayesh Shamun of Hashem, Hiya Madrega Yaiser Chashuva. And since faith in God is the level which is most important, Basher Hu Yisod Kol HaTorah, it's the foundation of the entire Torah. Gemara Razal, as our sages tell us, it's explicit. Bo Chavakuk Ve'midon Alachas. Gemara says in Makis, Tav Chav Dalid, Chavakuk came, Chavakuk, the prophet came, and he said that all of the 613 mitzvahs, if you want to sum them all up and understand what's the, maybe the goal of all of them, or the foundation of all of them, he says, the pasuk, the righteous individual lives by his faith. And here he's clearly using the word emunah and bitachon to mean the same thing. Faith and trust. David HaMelech says, King David says in Tehillim, in Psalm chapter 119, verse 86, right, that's the perek, the long perek, all of your commandments are emuna. They're all about having bitachon. Afilo haki mitzvahs umidas habitachon gedoyle himena v'kolelas oisa. So he says that, oh, he does separate between emuna and bitachon. So emuna is the foundation. Emuna includes all of the mitzvahs. Emuna is at the root of every commandment. But bitachon is even higher than emuna. Bitachon includes emuna. Like the Ramban writes, Kol HaBetech Yikarei Maimin, Ach Kol HaMaimin Yikarei, Ach Loi Kol HaMaimin Yikarei Beteach. Anyone who is a Boteach, Boteach means somebody who is confident that Hashem is going to help him. We'll see more. Anyone who is a Boteach is called a Maimin, one who believes. But not everyone who believes is called a boteach. You could believe, but not be confident. Says the Savior B'tach Hashem, even though it's true that this is a very high level, it's a transcendent level, it's not beyond what we can achieve. King David says, I expect this of all of you. You can all do this. Rosh HaTevis, Tzadikim Beinayim Virishayim. Tzibur. The word Tzibur, the Tzibur, which is the general populace, includes Tzadi of Tzibur is Tzadikim, Beis of Tzibur is Beinoinim, middle people. Vavresh of Tzibur is Rishoim, Virishoim. The wicked, everyone. Afmi Arashi Vidayish Levtech Hashem. Even the wicked individual is required, enjoined, to trust in Hashem. Shekin David Amar, Vavetech Hashem Chesed Yisavivenu. Like we find, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud, the one who trusts in Hashem, even a Rasha, as we'll see, even a wicked person, the one who trusts in Hashem will be surrounded by Hashem's kindness. Chavanosahi, afilu Rasha betech Hashem chesed yisavivenu. Like the Yalkut Shemayni says, in Tehillim, in section 719, even a wicked person who trusts in Hashem, he will be surrounded by Hashem's kindness. Afilu harasha yacholecha is a mitzvah samidah sabitach. We are not wicked, by the way. We are benoinim. We're middle type of people. But the point is that even a wicked person, a person who is disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even that person is enjoined to and can attach himself to bitachon. So certainly we. V'lecheni nidreshes af mimenu. It's something that we are also called upon to do. Yisrael. even though the mitzvah and the characteristic, the attribute of bitachon is something that is attainable, applicable to every individual, every type of person. So, nevertheless, a number of different sages of the people of Israel, b'svar pshutahi, it's an obvious thing, but they wrote, shebemidas habitachon yesh lamadreges ravos. There are many levels in bitachon. Clearly, the level of bitachon of a wicked person is not the same as the level of bitachon of a righteous individual. Therefore, the house of Aaron, Shemakoyan of Alevim. Now we're coming to explain why does the pasuk, excuse me, why does David HaMelech, King David, separate, talk about the people of Israel generally, then talk about the individual Kohan and the priests, those who fear Hashem? It's because there are different levels within the Jewish people of Bitachon. As the Radak says, the priests and the Levites who are close to Hashem, their whole essence, their whole being in this world revolves around service of Hashem. So King David turns to them separately. He expects from them a higher level of bitachon. Depending on who the person is, everyone has to have bitachon. But depending on the person, depending on their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their place in the world, their particular way of serving Hashem, a different type of bitachon is expected of them. The Radak says that those who are individuals who serve Hashem, who fear Hashem, who are sitting and learning language, listen to this beautiful language, the wise ones who are alone in the house of Hashem to learn, and they're involved in the wisdom of knowing Hashem. Okay? We're talking to the Lamdei Torah, the Chachmei HaTorah, the Bnei HaYeshivas. Those who are sitting and learning, dedicating their lives to the service of Hashem, to studying what it means to serve Hashem, there's a different expectation of them. There's a different expectation of what their bitachon looks like. Gam aleihem pana David alav shalom. To them as well, King David turns. Their level needs to be even higher than the priests and the Levites, because they are serving Hashem an even deeper and more focused type of service. It's even more important because of their choice. Which is not the case of the priests and the Levites. Hashem bochar b'hem. The priests and the Levites were chosen by Hashem. But when a person chooses himself to make his focus the service of Hashem, a different type of bitachon is expected of them. Okay, so this is important. This is, I'm just thinking of it in terms of today, those who are learning Torah, those who are focused on learning, has to be a different type of approach to the way that they get their sustenance or taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to read it a little bit further. We're going to probably get stuck in the middle of this paragraph. I'll have to come back here. Nir la'anius daiti, says the B'tach B'Hashem, I believe, it seems to me, sheyeshna oy derech letaritz madu upon a David HaMelech lavashon liyisrael beisarav yira Hashem benifrat. We could explain another reason why King David turns to the people of Israel, the Kohanim, the priests, and those who fear Hashem separately. Shevet Levi shema Kohanim v'alevim anem kram epasuk beis Aaron. The tribe of the Levites, who are the priests and the Levites, who are referred to in this verse as the house of Aaron, they are separated from the rest of the nation because their tafkid in the world, their purpose in the world, is to be involved with spiritual matters. So Hashem personally takes interest in and cares and takes care of their physical needs. Kedichsev, Pasuk says, in Dvarim, Perek Yud, at that time, Hashem separated the tribe of the Levites to carry the Ark of the Covenant of Hashem, to stand in front of Hashem, to serve Him, and to bless in His name until this very day. Therefore, the tribe of Levi does not have a portion in the land of Israel. Hashem is their portion, as Hashem said to them. Okay, so they have a special, there's a special hashgacha pratis on the individual who is chosen by Hashem to serve Him. The tribe of the Levites, they're separated. They don't have a portion of the land because they eat the korbanos, the sacrifices, the kohanim. They eat the trumas and maestras, the special tithes that are given to the kohanim and the Levites. Since they are set aside to be spiritual beings whose firm focus is serving Hashem and facilitating Klal Yisrael service of Hashem, so they are not to be involved in Gashmius, and they're not to be concerned with and bothered with physical things. Their job is to just trust in Hashem. Hashem is going to provide for them. That's all they need to worry about. They don't need to worry about anything else except for serving Hashem properly. Hashem provides for them. Like the Rambam writes, why is the tribe of Levi not merit a piece of the land of Israel? Because they were separated to serve Hashem and to teach the paths of righteousness and His laws, His righteous laws, to the public. That's their bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu that He gives to the tribe of Levi. He says, you shall teach the statutes to Jacob and your Torah to the people of Israel. They were separated, therefore, from the ways of the world. Kishar Yisrael, you want to understand, this is it. They are not to be involved in going out to war like the rest of the people of Israel. They don't get a piece of the land of Israel with their power of their physical body. They are the army of Hashem. Hashem blesses His army. Hashem says, I am your portion. I am your inheritance. Living at this level, complete faith, trust, placing myself completely on Hashem, that's not for everybody. That's for individuals who are on this level. And the Grand Apostle Yisrael, that's the general populace. It's called the people of Israel. But don't make a mistake and think that this very high level is only for the tribe of the Levites. Don't think that. Hashem chose him, separated them from the rest of the nation. King David says, those who fear God also trust in Hashem. Ufanel yirei Hashem in Ifrad. He turns to them separately and he says to them, you can choose to be like the Levites, focus completely on spirituality, and you can have that higher level of bitachon. Like the Rambam writes, not only is this applicable to the tribe of the Levites, but every single person in the world, and by the way, that can be a Jew or a non-Jew as well. His heart causes him to feel like, I gotta do this. His whole essence says, I need to be separate. I want to be different. I want to stand in front of Hashem. I want to serve Him. The day as Hashem, to know God, v'halach yashar, and he goes straight. The way Hashem made him. I'm not going to be involved in all of the worldly matters that human beings are seeking. This individual has become holy of holies. Hashem will be his portion forever. He'll have everything he needs in this world. Just like the priests and the Levites, Hashem chose them, but you and I can choose to be like them. King David says, Hashem, you are my portion. You are my cup. You are the one who supports my lot in life. That's his understanding of why we have three different psukim. Pitaris Rishonikar very nicely, he says, humbly, that the first answer that we gave is the correct answer. And Bezras Hashem, we will continue from here next time. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.